KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, 84. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry. Well, traditional public outcry auctions, online only, and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal, with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, just before 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Police were dispatched to the report of a shooting in the 3800 block of South Park Avenue in Topeka. That's according to Lieutenant Donna Eubanks. At the scene, officers located a man with gunshot wound who was subsequently transported to local hospital. During the investigation, police arrested Rogiero Smith, 21, of Topeka, on requested charges including criminal possession of a firearm, battery on law enforcement officer, and assault of law enforcement officer. An 8-month-old in a house fire in Hayes. At 3:01 p.m. on September 21st, firefighters were sent to a structure fire in the 100 block of West 37th Street. On their way to the fire, they learned that a child was trapped in the house. Upon arrival to the house, firefighters were able to remove the child from the house. Then, after being taken to Hayes Medical Center, the child passed away from injuries caused by the fire. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500. 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from the date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire September 12th, 2022.
One student was injured in a bus crash in Heston this morning. 911 dispatch confirmed. The crash happened around 7:20 a.m. in the 5600 block of Heston Road. The student was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No other details were immediately provided. Johnson County law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal weekend shooting have arrested a suspect. Danielle Sublette, 29, of Shawnee, is being held on a $3 million bond and has been charged with premeditated first-degree murder. That's according to online Johnson County jail records. Just before 6 p.m. Saturday, police responded to the report of a medical emergency at an apartment in the 7400 block of Flint. At the scene, officers located 25-year-old Kathleen J. Dampier with gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers took two into custody for questioning. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office Crime Scene Investigations Unit assisted police at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A man from Blair was sentenced Thursday for plotting to kill a federal fish and wildlife officer. Cody Cape, 24, was sentenced to just under 10 years for threatening to murder a federal officer. In October of 2020, Cape was cited by the officer for a fishing violation. He and his friend were subjects of an ongoing poaching investigation that was being investigated by the officer. According to the Nebraska Department of Justice report in December 2020, armed with a handgun, Cape told his friend he planned to kill the officer and his family using explosives. His friend turned him in, and Cape confessed to the FBI that he made the threats. Acting United States Attorney Stephen Russell announced that 39-year-old Terry L. Dill of Grand Island was sentenced Thursday in federal court in Lincoln. U.S. District Judge John M. Girard sentenced Dill to 8 months in prison for failing to register as a sex offender. After serving his sentence, Dill will be placed on supervised release for 5 years. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
You were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event. Don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500. 0.98% APR available on select new certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire September 12th, 2022.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Among unmet health care needs in Marshall County, mental health topped the list of conversations at a recent town hall meeting last Tuesday, coordinated by Community Memorial Healthcare. Addictions and suicide concerns were among the discussions. Others included child care and housing issues. Community feedback is part of a process of maintaining nonprofit status for the local hospital and healthcare provider. Summary of topics will be included as part of CMH planning going forward in an effort to address unmet needs. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Wednesday afternoon. Ann S. Nielsen, age 71, was southbound on K-148 shortly before 4 p.m. 3 miles south of Hanover, apparently failed to stop the stop sign and was struck by a Wyoming man traveling westbound on U.S. 36. Both vehicles came to rest in the center median. The fatality, Ann Nielsen, age 71, of Manhattan. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to the Hanover Hospital, but reportedly suffered just minor injuries. Washington County authorities continue seeking information on a missing person with residences in Greenleaf and Manhattan. 38-year-old Silvestre Mejia Pinedo was last seen Saturday, September 17th. He's 5'7", 180 pounds. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts this past week, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Football homecoming at area high schools Friday. Washington County will host their homecoming. Candidates are Emma Hoover, Alexandria Boykin and Tiffany Aller-Holligan, Trenton Zinger, Quentin Rhodes, and Peyton Ledoux. Homecoming parade Friday afternoon at 2:10. United Bank and Trust will host the tailgate party at the stadium Friday before the game with Clifton Clyde, crowning royalty Friday night at 6:30. Axtell homecoming is Friday. Candidates are Allison Bussing, Laney Porting, Taylor Brockstrom, Isaac Detweiler, Owen Strothman, and Evan Bussing. Parade is planned at 2 p.m. Friday. Axtell will host Lynn. Dillard Odell football homecoming is Friday. No school Friday. The game kicks off at 3 p.m. Zita Dunzing will talk more about the annual Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Day this past week on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The Frankfort community will join Fabulous Finds on 99 this weekend with citywide garage sales and specials at participating merchants. Maps are available in Frankfort at several locations. The annual event spans Highway 99 north to south. That includes communities adjacent. Vermilion Car Show is this Saturday. Cars, trucks, tractors, and motorcycles welcome. $25 entry fee, registration 7 to 9 a.m. The show runs 9 to 2 with awards presentation at 1. Concessions and a beer garden with live music following Saturday evening. Ken Guston and Chris Biggs from Manhattan perform at 7. Terry Teske from Walmego at 9:30.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying slightly cooler throughout parts of the state today before slightly warming up throughout the weekend. Some rain showers are possible early on, then staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 90s throughout the state. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Temperatures warming up nicely throughout the day on Saturday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler throughout the day on Sunday. More sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Temperatures will be slightly above average throughout early next week. Typically for early fall, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 70s. On Monday, we will stay sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And temperatures will stay consistent next week as the jet stream continues to stay more zonal throughout the region and continue to stay dry and sunny. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late September, 79. Record high on this date, 95. The average low, 54. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 7:24. Sunrise in the morning at 7:16.
Ever thought about trading in your lawnmower for a pet goat? People are doing it. No kidding. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to CanvasPrints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's CanvasPrints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 23rd, the 266th day of the year. Musicians John Coltrane, Ray Charles, and Bruce Springsteen were all born on this day. Here's a statistic we never thought we'd see in the 21st century. The number of people keeping pet goats continues to rise. Many communities have restrictions on grazing animals, of course, But where they're legal, people say goats are a delightful companion. Here's a few goat facts that might surprise you. Contrary to their reputation, goats are rather finicky eaters. Worldwide, more people drink goat milk than any other kind. And their ability to clear vegetation has spawned another industry. Goat rentals. For clearing brush or vegetation, some people have found it more economical to rent a goat than heavy equipment. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas and Duke have sold out an athletic contest. This time, it's for a football game. KU Athletics announced on Thursday the 3-0 football matchup between the Jayhawks and Blue Devils at David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium officially reached sellout status. The sellout follows the first 3-0 start for Kansas football since 2009. Through the first three games, Kansas has averaged 53 points per game. Kickoff between the Jayhawks and Blue Devils is set for 11 a.m. and the game will air on Fox Sports 1. A pair of old conference rivals meet up in Norman as number 6 Oklahoma hosts Kansas State in the Big 12 opener in college football's Week 4 game on Saturday. Oklahoma comes in a perfect 3-0 following a statement rout over rival Nebraska, while K-State started off 2-0 with a big win over Missouri, but a close loss at home to Tulane. Kickoff for Saturday's game in Norman will be 7 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on Fox. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We know a thing or two about high-quality, large-volume hay, like the need to cover more acres per hour. That's why we built the new Case IH WD5 Series windrower with the fastest transport speeds in the industry at up to 30 miles per hour. We included a robust drivetrain that excels through hilly areas and took operator comfort to the next level with a suspended cab and airbag rear axle suspension. Raise the bar for productivity and efficiency with the Case IH WD5 Series windrower. Visit CanEquip to learn more in Salina, Wichita, Hutchinson, Great Bend, Pratt, and Dodge City.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Wichita Wind Surge will play for the Texas League Championship once again after dispatching the Tulsa Drillers for the second time in 3 days with an 11-1 win in Tulsa Thursday night. Now the Wind Surge will try to capture their first affiliated baseball league championship for Wichita since the Wranglers won the Texas League in 1999. The Wind Surge will face the Frisco Rough Riders in a best-of-three championship series with Game 1 slated to be at 5:05 in Frisco on Sunday. And as the Kansas City Royals make a staffing pivot by firing President Dayton Moore, team ownership is also exposing increasing momentum on a stadium change. While announcing Moore's departure, majority team owner John Sherman dipped into the issue of bringing Royals baseball downtown. The Royals' lease at Truman Sports Complex goes until 2031, but ownership sees synergy with the World Cup coming as well as the new stadium construction for the KC Current, so it's possible they could be looking at an accelerated timeline. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville back home hosting Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Valley Heights Entertains Republic County, live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show begins at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, and pregame coverage at 6:45. Hanover kicks off at Blue Valley. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. Lynn is at Axtell. Washington County will host Clifton Clyde. Centralia is home to Troy. Diller O'Dell entertains Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. And Southerners host to Thayer Central.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
And Kansas will win.
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks return to David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium to host Duke. Pre-game begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for today's country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant. Excitement.
To the 20, to the house, touchdown Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats start Big 12 play against the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman. Our coverage begins at 5 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Keep your hibiscus, mandevilla, bougainvillea, and other tropical plants alive and flowering for many years to come with proper winter care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Try growing these tropical beauties in a bright sunny window for winter. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil is just slightly moist. Place the plants on a saucer filled with pebbles. The excess water collects in the saucer while the plants safely rest on the pebbles above the water. This increases humidity around the plant, prevents root rot caused by plants sitting in a water-filled saucer, and reduces your workload. You can also grow these plants in a cool location with minimal light and water. The goal is to keep the plants alive in a somewhat dormant state. Water thoroughly, but just often enough to keep the roots from drying. It's a bit riskier, but maybe the only option if indoor space is limited. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
KNDY.
Take a walk around the small historic district in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and you'll find some buildings with quite a history. Carl Fisher knows many of the stories well. Perhaps that's because his family was one of the groups who came here over a century ago to help supply the folks on the west side of the Missouri River. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Carl Fisher traces his family's history here in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, well over a century.
1883, my grandfather, Frank Fisher, came from Wisconsin to Harold, South Dakota, to get some free land or a homestead. But all the land east of the Missouri River had already been homesteaded.
Two Fisher brothers arrived the next year. They leased land but did poorly farming. They opened a store instead. In 1899, as the new state of South Dakota was deciding what town should be its capital, you could ride the rails for free to any of the towns vying for the distinction.
Frank, my granddad, came to Pierre. And when he got over here, he paid a dollar and got a ride on the ferry over to Fort Pierre.
Frank found a little store in Fort Pierre that was for sale, came back and told his two brothers, and the three decided to buy the place and move to the town on the west bank of the Missouri River. It was the beginning of a family business that would last for many decades. In the early days, they had a contract with the government that made for good business.
Since they had soldiers here, they ended up with a contract to furnish beef to the soldier encampment up here.
Carl says Fort Pierre was one of the earliest towns settled in the West, and it was a great location for the family store.
This town was founded in 1817. It was a good fur trading business, too, because all the rivers emptied into the Missouri River were on the west side. And all of them had trees on them, and all of them had beaver. and there was tremendous herds of buffalo at the time, too.
The Fishers ran their store here from 1899 to 1967. Carl has plenty of interesting history to share, and the story continues next time as we travel the countryside from Fort Pierce, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of household and miscellaneous items for Doris and Bob Wright Saturday, September 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Beatty at 705 Oak Street. Selling a 1957 Packard Clipper four-door V8. Selling several guns. Appliances include a 22 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator, washer and dryer pair, 15-foot chest freezer and upright freezer, 14-foot refrigerator, apartment-size gas oven and stove. Furniture includes a modern oak oval dining table with twin swivel rocker chairs, dinette set with six chairs, buffet, chest of drawers, several beds, and Lazy Boy recliners. Household items. Other miscellaneous includes a 1954 Singer Featherweight portable sewing machine in the box, some tools and collectibles. This household and miscellaneous auction for Doris and Bob Wright, Saturday, September 24th, begins at 10 a.m. at 705 Oak Street in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you have perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some daylilies that are getting a little too snug in their bed and crowding each other out. It's time to divide them and to have new plants for another spot in the yard or to share. Plants that bloom in spring and early summer, such as daylilies, phlox, coreopsis, daisies, and irises, can be divided in the fall. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says perennials are usually divided every 3 to 5 years. Or when they start to crowd themselves into non-flowering clumps of leaves and roots.
It's important to go ahead and divide them, knowing that in the center, it looks like the roots have all matted together from the solid mass. You need to focus on the outside and remove those plants and then replant them. And I like try to plant them at least maybe 6 to 12 inches apart.
Polomsky recommends moistening the soil before you lift out the plants. He says a spading fork is his digging tool of choice because it minimizes the amount of damage that you may be doing to the roots. If you have two spading forks, what might be a tough job becomes easier.
Take two spading forks at the back and you push them together and they easily slide apart that mass of fibrous roots. And so it's a nice, easy way of separating some of the thick fibrous-rooted perennials with others. You really need to get down on your hands and knees and just tease them apart.
Divide your plants at least 4 to 6 weeks before the first freeze so they have time to get settled in. Replant them as soon as you can at the same depth they were originally. Water well and add mulch. Find more tips for dividing perennials at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey.
Whether you're just starting out, growing a family, or close to retirement, it's important to connect your financial decisions with the things that matter most to you, like your faith. You can approach this by aligning your money choices with your personal beliefs and values. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, one way I've been able to fuse my finances with my faith is to make sure my short and long-term goals are aligned with my values. From there, I try to use money as the tool to help me reach those goals. Of course, sticking to a financial strategy isn't always easy, but when you see the deeper connection for how your resources are a way to live out your faith, you'll be inspired to stick to your goals. Another great way to fuse your beliefs with how you spend your money is to incorporate generosity into your strategy. To put your faith into action, consider giving financially or volunteering at your church or a local charity. Ultimately, you'll find when you use money as a tool to live out your faith, you'll live with more purpose and meaning.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and pledges to continue offering high standards, friendly service, and new opportunities to better understand their customers. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Hotel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
A pioneer in precision ag technology celebrates 30 years in business. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In 1992, Al Myers founded the Ag Leader Company after he developed the first commercially successful on-the-go yield monitor. And a quick disclaimer, they do advertise in this program. Russ Moorman joined the company 5 years later and works in marketing.
The core group of guys that was here when I started in 97, most of them are still here. And those guys are also extremely passionate about not only precision agriculture, but just, you know, trying to make agriculture more efficient, make growers better. And that has just been a driving force here.
Besides continually improving the yield monitor, Ag Leader has expanded to guidance and steering, precision planting, liquid and granular application tools, and water management. Again, Russ Moorman.
A lot of times some of our testers and engineering guys that are in charge of developing these products, they will actually go out and ride with people and try to get a handle as to where the industry's going and how we can be a part of that.
Headquartered in Ames, Iowa, Moorman says Ag Leader is a global company.
It's continually innovating and trying not only to make farmers' lives easier, but make them more efficient.
Moorman is hosting a special podcast series for the anniversary. It's at agleader.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive. $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday. On this edition of the news, we're going to listen to Samantha Bennett, who is with K-State, talk about grain prices with Dan O'Brien.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with some of our futures trends that we've seen in the past week. I understand there's been kind of a continuation of a lot of these prices.
Yes, we've seen wheat
of late, in the last several days, continue to move to the higher side. We were trading down around $9 three or four days ago and closed yesterday at 979.5, got a little bit higher than that on the trade, heading seemingly back to $10. So that's probably the most definite upward trend that we see amongst the major grains that we're watching, and that'd be, again, the hard red winter wheat contract out of CME for the lead Deese contract. When you look at corn, though, corn futures had gotten up to a high of about, $7 in the last couple weeks, and have been moving around sort of in kind of a quasi-sideways move since that time. I think no doubt that followed from that USDA report that came in with a projection below 14 billion bushels. So we have recovered a lot of the loss that we'd had from the highs of about 765, 770, just about back in April, May, and that had fallen down in mid-July down to about 560. Well, now we're back knocking on the door of $7. To me, it makes a person wonder about when we come to the next WASDE report, October the 12th, to what degree will we be moving around after that? Of course, before that time, we're going to get some harvest reports in, so we'll have some actual data from the field that will impact things. And for soybeans, pretty similar to corn, but maybe a little bit more volatile, had been up within the last 2 weeks to about $15.10, $15.15, had fallen back down to $14.30 thereabouts, and trade yesterday at 1457.
That's a look at your ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel, and so much more to our communities. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Long hours in the field with early starts and late nights can be a dangerous combination. Farm operators, stay safe and stay alert. Always check your surroundings and know that other traffic sharing the road may or may not be aware of you. Take time to stay safe this harvest season. A reminder from CanEquip for New Holland tractors, combines, and farm machinery, as well as Kubota and many other lines. They're your steel sales and service center, CanEquip in Marysville. Landall Company, great jobs with great benefits and a great work environment. Now hiring for all positions. Learn more today and apply online at landall.com/jobs. Midwest Products, great people make great products, and you can rely on Midwest Products of Hanover for concrete, rock, sand, gravel, concrete construction, and more. And Linda's Insurance Agency, with the experience to address all of your crop insurance needs. Reliable and efficient, call on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today.
Farmers put in long hours on the tractor this time of year. Taking needed breaks can prevent tractor fatigue and mistakes. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Both spring and fall mean long hours on the tractor. You might be under pressure to spend as much time as you can on the task at hand, but taking a break every now and then can prevent you from making mistakes. Dennis Murphy is a retired extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says there are many ways that you can become fatigued without even realizing it.
Oftentimes, it's the constant bouncing. If your tractor does not have good shock absorbing in the seat, and there's that vibration, you're going to become tired. You may have a newer tractor that the ride is very nice, but you have a lot of instrumentation that you're trying to track. If you don't have a cab and you are in the dust and have the sun on you, that's just going to simply wear you out quicker.
Mistakes happen more often when you're tired. Your reaction time becomes slower, your concentration isn't as sharp, and you might even fall asleep. Murphy knows the drive of a producer to get things done, but he says it's critical that you take regular breaks, even if you feel like you don't need them. This prevents you from becoming too tired.
It varies depending on how stressful the situation is that you're in, but if you'd get off the tractor at least every couple of hours for 10 or 15 minutes and just get away from the vibration, get away from the noise, that would just help you survive that day a lot better.
During those breaks, eat a snack and stay hydrated. Do some stretching or take a short walk. Even just watching wildlife will take your mind off of the task at hand for a while. Be sure to care for yourself when you're not in the tractor seat. Eat regular meals and get plenty of sleep. Find more tips for avoiding tractor fatigue at agriculture.com.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Alfea wants to remind farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has shelter and extra feed during this fall storm season, in case roads to your grazing lands are impassable. Thank you for all that you do. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. As we roll through this Friday, December corn looks like this, down right now at 8 1/4 at 680. March corn right now sitting at 684 3/4. That's down 8.5. Looking at Kansas City wheat on this Friday, down 24 3/4 at 954 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March right now 952 3/4. That's down 22 3/4. December oats down 20 currently at 397. March oats at 402. That's down 18. Soybeans for November down 27.5 at 14.29.5. January soybeans sitting at 14.36.25. That's down 27. Cotton on this Friday down $2.64 at 94.19. December cotton down 4 at 92.54. Live cattle for October down 60 cents per 100 at 144.25. Live cattle for December down 97.5 cents at 148.37.5. Feeder cattle for September down 20 cents at 178. Feeder cattle for October down 2.5 cents at 177.95. When we take a look at gold on this Friday, right now gold is down $24.40 at 1644. December gold is at $16.54.50. That's down $26.60. Silver, September, down 3 cents at $19.51. December silver at $18.91. That's down 71 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street, it's been a brutal day on Wall Street as the profit taking continues to happen. Dow Jones down 555. S&P down 73. And NASDAQ down 200, trading at 11,364 shares. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Producers can serve as the ultimate conservationalist, and the following are a few programs to help aid producers do exactly that. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Katie Figge. Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, explains a few different programs of habitat management.
You know, a lot of the things that we talk about when we're thinking about habitat management for wildlife are expensive, and they also, a lot of times, don't have a monetary return like other agricultural practices. So these programs are really important when we're thinking about managing private lands for wildlife habitat.
Ricketts explains the Habitat First program, why he likes it, and its simplicity for producers by giving an example.
You can find out a lot of information about it in a couple of different ways. One would be going to Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks' website and searching for Habitat First. The other way would be to reach out to a local biologist. And the reason I kind of jumped right into that is because there's lots and lots of different practices and different payment rates. But one of the things that I really like about Habitat First is it's one of the more simple of the programs out there. So let's say you know you want to convert some brome or fescue back to native grass like we talked about last time. They have a per acre rate that they will pay for herbicide application for that specific purpose, and they have a per acre rate that they will pay for grass seed. That's just one example, but first step is going to be to reach out to Wildlife and Parks. You can find out who your local area biologist is. They'll set up a site visit with you. You can talk about your goals and set up a contract if that's something you're interested in.
Ricketts then describes the Working Landscapes program that he considers to be unique. The program is specifically of Partners for Fish and Wildlife.
That is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Working Landscapes program. And when we think about a working landscape, that's how biologists and government land managers think about private land that's being managed for agricultural production and wildlife at the same time. What that program does is focus on specific species that their populations are imperiled in some way. In Kansas, the main focal species are going to be greater and lesser prairie chickens. This program is really cool in that it's a cost share program, but the producer's share of that cost can be implementing some of the practices that the producer and the biologist decide need to be done. And so if we're thinking about prescribed fire and tree removal, if the producer gets the area that's under contract burned a certain number of times during the contract period, that can be their share of the cost, and then the tree removal could be totally covered. And so if there's some tree removal that needs to be done and a producer's interested in wildlife management and they're in either the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range or the Greater Prairie Chicken Range, this can be a very good program for them.
Providing insight on a few habitat management programs to help aid producers, that was K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Friday football, Marysville hosts Concordia. Valley Heights entertains Republic County. Games live, on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
KNDY.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
One of the original classic country stations in America, and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.
Here's the latest from ABC.